This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Abhorrence of Self-Praise. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Self-praise is condemned and prohibited in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, "Have you not considered those who attribute purity to themselves? Nay, Allah purifies whom He pleases, and they shall not be wronged the husk of a date stone." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us and raising a rhetorical question in Quran that have you not seen those who claim and attribute purity to themselves? Brothers and sisters, self-righteousness and self-praise are a common pitfall for many religious people. As soon as we perform a good act, we start to see ourselves as some sort of an angel. We forget the fact that the opportunity and strength of performing this good action was granted by Allah to begin with. Our scholars of Akhlaq and Irfan, they say that when a person performs a good deed with pure intentions, he should thank Allah for giving him this blessing. See, it is essential, brothers and sisters, even if it is a trivial and a minor good action that we perform, it doesn't have to be the best and the biggest of the good actions, even if it's a small thing, you know, drinking water with right hand, for instance, eating food with right hand, saying, you know, salam before somebody else says salam to you. All of these and many other examples in our daily lives, we're supposed to remember that Allah is the one who gave us the tawfiq to do this very small little good action. And if we constantly do that, we are not going to, inshallah, the chances are high, we're not going to fall in the trap of self-praise. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing abhorrence of self-praise. And we said that self-righteousness and self-praise are, you know, a common pitfall for many religious people. According to our beliefs, Allah is all-knowing. Nothing is hidden from Him. And that is nothing. Allah says in the Holy Quran, "He knows you best when He brings you forth from the earth and when you are embryos in the wombs of your mothers. Therefore, do not attribute purity to your souls. He knows him best who guards against evil." Brothers and sisters, we should not try to deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has already informed us that He knows every detail of our existence, before our existence, at the time of our existence, and even after. So we should not try to deceive Allah. Any attempt to deceive Allah is in fact a deception that humans create in their own minds. They just fool themselves. No one can trick Allah. So when a person is a victim of self-praise, he is just fooling himself and none other. Allah knows the reality of each one of us. So, you know, sometimes we fall in this trap of self-praise, but we pretend all humble, right? This pretension, while our heart is willing to kind of paint this picture that others should praise me, right, is another form of self-praise. Yes, you are not openly and vocally praising yourself, but at the same time, you're wishing that others praise you. You know, and this is another instance of self-praise. So shaitan is very deceptive. He comes in different shapes and forms and flavors and, you know, tries to trick you into it. The only solution is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you know, he is remembered all the time. And this is realized that all of our skills, all of our qualities, they are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is the one who is in charge, who is almighty.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.